Mike, we did it.
We did do it. What did we do?
It was several things. Firstly, the Steam sale is over. The Steam summer sale.
Yes, we have survived.
With only very minor damage to our wallets, I think.
Yeah, I think I did pretty well.
I think so, too. I haven't actually tacked up like the totals of everything that I got.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I got... I want to say somewhere around the neighborhood of 5 games. That sounds about right. For probably a little bit... Probably around or under $25.
That's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Considering, you know, single games for like $60.
Yeah, right. Well, we're not the types to splurge.
I mean, clearly.
Speaking of which, let me talk about my 3DS.
Right.
No, we'll get into that later, though.
Okay.
So yeah, what'd you end up acquiring?
Yeah, so I got 7 games for like just over $40. I think I did pretty well. This is more than I've ever bought in any Steam sale, certainly. But
I think that's very good. That's less than $5 a game, or is it a little bit more than $5 a game? How do math?
It's a little more than $5 a game.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, good stuff. So I picked up Batman Arkham City, because that was real cheap. That was like $7.50.
Yeah, and I mean, it's Batman.
Yeah, that was one day I logged on to Steam, and there were like 10 minutes left in that sale. Mm-hmm. I just felt that Steam sale panic of, I have to buy this right now, even though it's going to come back later.
Right, no, I totally get you.
Which it did, but then I also got a pack of Bioshock 1 and 2.
Oh, nice. How much did you get that for?
I don't remember. I think it was like 10 or 12. I don't know. I got to look it up. Kerbal Space Program. Which I'm happy about.
Yeah, I've been hearing things about that. People have been getting that here and there.
It's so good.
It's like a really like difficult like build your spaceship and get into space and visit planets and stuff game.
Yeah, pretty much.
But super tough.
Yeah, yeah. Like, cool. I feel like I'm getting an engineering degree playing this. Unfortunately, I'm not getting a valid degree, so...
I mean, I think if you just, like, show the achievement, like hey, I beat Kerbal Space Program.
Yeah, if I just, like, let's play Kerbal Space Program, somebody will give me a degree, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pack of Mass Effect 1 and 2, which I bought under your counsel.
I'm so excited to
that was like 12 bucks.
To your thoughts about playing that.
Yeah, I started a little bit of Mass Effect, but then I was like, hey, maybe I shouldn't play everything at once here.
Oh, are you too spread out?
Yeah, I really dove into Batman.
Oh, you doved into it.
I doved, yes. Dove bars. I've played 10 hours of Arkham City so far.
Oh, nice.
Which, yeah, my God, this game. Okay, so Sunday night, I accidentally played 2 hours of it.
I fucking love when that happens.
Definitely didn't plan for that. I was gonna get in... see if I could change my skin and then get out. Because you can, like... It was the Game of the Year edition, so it came with a bunch of skins unlocked. And one of them is a version based on Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns.
Ooh.
Which is fantastic, and everybody should read, by the way. And I was like, yeah, that looks really cool. Let's see how it looks in-game. 2 hours later, I'm like, whoa, why is it 2:20 in the morning? And, yeah, so I'm enjoying that. I haven't started Bioshock 1 or 2. I mean, obviously I haven't started 2 because I haven't played 1. But oh, and the last game was Strike Suit Zero.
What is that business about?
It is a... remember how I said I've been looking for a replacement for TIE Fighter because I loved it?
Oh, right, yeah.
It's like that. It's like a...
So it's got spaceships?
Yeah, it's like a space sim, kind of. Mm. With shooting and things.
So it's got a lot of pew-pew going on.
Yes, yes. It's a pew-pew simulator.
I want to make that.
It's a third-person pew-pew simulator.
Ah, yes, fair, of course.
Our sister blog.
Don't even start.
No.
We don't need to come up with any more long, convoluted names for blogs.
Absolutely not. So that was a good haul, I think.
I would say so. Mine, while not being quite as big, I did knock out a couple of things that I wanted. How many things out of those were on your wish list, do you think?
Most of them, actually. I know Mass Effect was on my... I think the only thing that wasn't on my wish list was Bioshock, but I was like, I should play these because Infinite was so amazing.
Right, right.
It's like I just never got around to putting those on my wish list, and then I saw they were on sale, and I was like, yeah, I'm buying this.
I gotcha, yeah.
But yeah, everything else was wish list.
See, I'm almost glad that I'm not in your position where you've got the... There's nothing holding you back in terms of, like, getting games besides your wallet. As mm-hmm. for me, I've got both my wallet and my laptop that can't run things like Skyrim.
Right. I used to have that limitation.
Because I honestly probably would have spent twice as much on things if mm-hmm. my computer could run this shit. I told you before, I mentioned earlier in the week how I made a bit in my Steam library, a specific category that is called Play on New Machine. So basically, yeah. when I get a new computer eventually, I think it's got, well, let's see, it's probably about like 15 to 18 games on there.
Man.
That's just so upsetting.
I know that feel, though.
It's good stuff, too. It's like I got the first like two Alan Wakes, like Amnesia, Bioshock 2, L.A. Noire, Metro 2033, Quantum Conundrum, Saints Row the Third, like all that shit, and it's just it's sitting there. It's like,
I know exactly how you feel right now.
It's a very strange feeling.
And as soon as that is gone, it feels so good. Let me tell you.
I'm sure it does.
It's like a yoke has been lifted off of your shoulders.
Well, I mean, yoke on your shoulders would be kind of gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Jokes. Egg-based humor.
It's exceptional. So the things that I got for what I picked up for the summer sale, I got a Fez with the soundtrack.
Yes.
Then there was this game that you've probably seen called Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Which is like a zombie parody of Oregon Trail.
That's good.
And it was $1.50. So,
sweet.
Can't really say no to that.
Yeah.
Then I got Deus Ex for
nice
$3.
Oh man.
That was awesome.
Wait, the new Deus Ex?
Human Revolution.
Oh, that was $3. Damn. Okay.
Yeah. No, I got it.
It was real good.
It was incredible. And then I also got Antichamber and Rayman Origins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sweet. Both of which. Being games I'm not sure this machine can handle. I think maybe it'll be able to hand Rayman. I don't know. Rayman's, like, really pretty. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's doing the... It's a 2D platformer, but all of the... I think all of it's based off of, like, hand-drawn animation stuff.
Okay.
So it's really cartoony and probably beautiful. So
oh, yeah. That's, from what I've seen, it's really
yeah, so
awesome
that's
looking.
It's kind of up in the air as to whether or not I can play them. But I have them now, so that's good.
It's a good list.
Yeah.
We both did really well.
I think so, yeah. For a while, I wasn't doing so well in other respects for Steam, because they just, like, I had known about their card trading thing before.
Yes.
And I fell down this awful rabbit hole where I just, like, had all these TF2 items that I didn't need, and people would be paying, like, I don't know, anywhere from, like, 25 to 75 cents for some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I sold those, and then would buy cards to get badges to upgrade my dumb Steam profile level.
Bought cards?
No.
The money you made from selling cards.
I bought cards from the money I made from selling both cards and TF2 items.
What a waste.
You're a waste.
You know you can buy games with that money, right?
I told you I accidentally did, like, twice. Like, I got, what was it? It was either Antichamber or... I think it was Antichamber that I bought. And then it took the money out of my wallet, and at that point it had like $4 or something. So I actually got it for like half of what they were asking for the sale. So I did buy games with that money, but I also increased my Steam level. God.
Which is, that's a thing.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about something less depressing. You recently got done with a review of sorts.
Yes, and I'll tell you all about that as soon as I kill this bug.
What kind of bug was it?
Did I kill you? Did I even... Oh, there's your corpse. Okay. I don't know, but it was in my room, and I don't like that.
Thus, it deserved to die.
Yes. Doesn't matter what kind it is. I'm a vegetarian, by the way, everyone. So
spit on its grave.
Yeah.
Make a grave for it and then spit on it.
Make a grave for it and then spit. Ironically enough, I killed it with the script you wrote for the thing that's finished, which is our video review of Adventure Time, Hey Ice King, Why'd You Steal Our Garbage?
Yeah, and I apologize. I said I was going to watch it yesterday. I thought I was going to have more time. I did not. I have not watched it yet, mostly because I want to sit there and awkwardly watch it with Mika and see what she thinks. But from what I watched like a minute and a half of it with the sound like off when I was hanging out with people yesterday to myself. I'm hopeful.
All right. There's a few things I might want to change real quick.
Okay.
And I mean, you watched it with the sound off, so. I mean, sound is a pretty big part of the.
No, I think I could just, like, turn it off, and, like, maybe play some Animal Crossing while it's going on and just get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could.
I'm sorry. I'll watch that soon. But everyone else, if they are interested in that, they should watch that at our YouTube channel.
Yes. Which I painfully set up. Last night, because YouTube insists on having crappy fucking Google Plus integration, and everything is just stupid and wrong.
Wait, I thought I already set one up for us.
But it's all good. No, it wasn't actually like I don't know, but we have it. It's youtube.com/fpbsim is now our channel.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, I guess that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, by the way. How long did it take you to actually, like, get that done? In the span of how many days did you, like, just sit down and crunch it out?
Oh, the editing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 3.5 hours.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
Not that bad.
That's what I was sitting on the whole time. Actually, when I jumped into it yesterday, it was, like, I think 5 minutes of it were done. Either 3 or 5 minutes were already done from before when I had been editing it.
Oh, okay.
So I jumped back in and got the last five-ish minutes finished in like 3 hours.
Well, I am excited to see it, and not so excited because it's got my face in it a lot.
Oh, you were fine. Eh. You actually did real good.
I hope so. I bet it did. I think it did. We'll see. Maybe next time I'll try and be more concise, because I saw the length of it. I'm like, it's like 9.5 minutes. I'm like, oh, I said too much.
Yeah, it is kind of
long. No one's got to watch, because I have too many words about this game.
Then everyone's going to hate us. They'll run us out of town.
I know.
Things will never be the same.
That's what you get for posting things that are too long on the internet these days.
Yep. But I think it came together all right. I don't know. I would change some graphic stuff and maybe the music, which I don't want to do now because it's done.
Don't touch it. It's all right. The thing is, I remember too, like the music I actually gave you. I think what it actually was. It was the music that was from the DS version, which unfortunately is kind of garbage in comparison to what it's actually supposed to sound like on the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. If you were listening
then
to it and being like,
good thing I didn't use that music, isn't it?
Oh, did you not use that music?
No, I used some stock music that I had.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't remember why I didn't. Maybe there was a placeholder and I just kept using it. I don't know, but the music in the review is not from the game.
All right, well, that's fine. All right.
This is our first thing, so.
This is our first thing that is not a podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
So go watch that and enjoy it, and leave some comments about your lunch.
Yeah, please.
Anyways, okay. So, what have, besides like Steam sale stuff, what have you been up to recently? What have you been?
Well, big news Kickstarter wise is Mercenary Kings is out, kind of.
Right, right.
It's in early access beta, so you can go and buy it for I think it's like $15, which is probably what the final game will cost you. So being a Kickstarter backer, I was given my beta key like 2 days before it came out. And so I've been playing that a little bit. It's good.
You try and play with Dave at all? Because I know he has it as well.
Right. No, I haven't tried multiplayer yet. I'm not sure if it works right now.
Oh, okay.
But if it does, then yeah, I will try that.
No, that's not... like, Mercenary Kings is one of those games that I looked at a long while ago when they were first presenting it. Mm-hmm. And like Dave sent it to me when the Kickstarter was just like starting up. I'm like, I don't know if that's really like my kind of thing. It seems kind of MMO-ish, and it's 2D, and that reminds me too much of Maple Story, and I can't deal with that. It's probably nothing like Maple Story. Don't compare it to Maple Story. But I'm kind of upset that I didn't get in on that earlier now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people I know own it, and it's I did not know at the time that it was made by the same guys who did the Scott Pilgrim video game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a dummy.
Also, Wizorb, which, even if you don't think looks like fun, has a great soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
It's real good. It's like Breakout, but with magic and stuff.
Oh, I like magic breakouts.
Yeah.
Some joke about adolescent wizards.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's don't encourage that.
That was a valid joke. That was good. That was good comedy.
That was a valid joke idea.
Yes. The comical council approves. That's not a thing. So Mercenary Kings. It's good.
Cool.
There's a bit of a gameplay learning curve, just because the controller I have isn't an Xbox 360 controller, and it seems to be what everybody freaking develops for.
Oh.
So some of the buttons don't match up to what I would think they would be, but after a while you get the hang of it. You know, nothing is crazily out of place like in some games where the movement axis is backwards.
Oh.
Like, I tried to plug in my controller. I was like, I don't want to play Batman with a controller. I like the mouse and keyboard, but let's see if that's a thing I can do. And forward makes Batman walk towards the camera. So, yeah, a lot of games do that. But, you know, the directions were fine, and the only thing is, like, the buttons on a Xbox 360 controller, they're, you know, the bottom is A, and then to the right is B, and then to the left of B is X, and then at the top is Y. Well, on this controller, it's a Logitech controller, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1 is always mapped to A, but it's the leftmost button.
Oh.
And then B is always on 2, which is where A is.
Can you change the mapping and stuff, or...?
No, not in this
fuck
build,
that.
Anyway.
Jeez.
I know. The options menu is grayed out, so all you can really do is play the game.
Blue.
Which is fine. I mean, I got used to it. And there's a lot of other, It's a lot deeper than I initially thought it would be as a beta. But
go ahead.
Like, you know, weapon crafting and all kinds of customization. There's a lot more to it than I thought there would be. Apparently, it has 60 missions, 60 of the missions that will be in the game, and the final game will have, like, 100, so...
Yeah, I think they were turning, like, over 100 or something
yeah.
that vague, sort of. But that's cool, though. So it's... I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, what it really is. So I understand you can craft guns. I understand, you do missions and quests and stuff, and is it kind of like... It's RPG-ish, right?
No, actually, not really. Only in the sense that you're, like, upgrading weapons and armor, I guess, or crafting weapons and armor. But
oh, okay.
I would kind of, liken it to, if you've ever played Mega Man Zero.
Nope.
Well, it's a lot like that.
Okay, cool.
Because there's, like, a home base that you start at, and that's where you fly out from to go into your missions, and then you go back there when you're done with your missions, and, you know... manage things. So
okay, cool. Well, I'm insanely jealous that I don't have this right now, because I want to play this with people, and gun crafting is always fun.
Oh yes, in
equipment
games
and stuff. Yeah, I no, like in real life, I just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been doing with all my summer money, just like slowly pouring that into metal work, and just
you're a big gunsmith
making
there.
Guns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's I feel like it's so weird when we come back from like 1 week of not doing a podcast.
Uh-huh.
Because then we, I don't know, there's like a definite difference. Like we get into this rhythm and then we like, we drop off for like just a week or something and then make terrible. The difference
between
this and
before. Normally in our normal rhythm, we never make terrible jokes.
No, that's the thing I was going to say. Like usually when we make terrible jokes, you just roll with them. We go through and we understand that's a part of it. But like we're getting back into this and it's like, oh, and there's a terrible joke and let's wait.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay.
So, like, we stumble on them a little bit. It's okay. We'll get there.
Let's move on then.
Yes. Let's stop talking about this. So as you know, so you were talking about how you're staying up all night playing Arkham City. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been doing kind of that very same thing, only with Animal Crossing New Leaf on the 3DS I have, and it's Animal Crossing is it's an interesting game because it's kind of I tried to describe this to my friends before too. It's kind of got like that Ewok line going for it. Are you familiar with this idea? Okay, so
Ewok line.
Regardless of the fact that I have not seen the original Star Wars.
Okay, let's just pause there a minute and say that you're a terrible person. Now we can move on.
So the Ewok line.
I hate you.
When the Star Wars that came out that had the Ewoks in it, when that came out...
Return of the Jedi, Episode 6.
Sorry. The Ewok line, pretty much, is there is a certain age. There's a certain age where if you are above this age, you saw Return of the Jedi, and you thought Ewoks were the stupidest fucking things that were just used for dumb marketing and to, like, charm little kids. But if you were younger, you loved them, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And there's kind of this weird, like, Ewok line with Animal Crossing in a way. You had to have, like, kind of played it a little bit before to sort of understand, like, kind of get into it and understand, like, why you would want to play this. Because it's really, like, this childish, like, town sim almost, but much more, like, playful and naive. And it's much more of a game that you play to enjoy and to just, like, have fun as opposed to beating it.
Okay. Is there an end game in Animal Crossing?
I mean, you're just trying to make your town the way that you want it to, and you do that through, like, public works. It depends on how you're playing it. Me and Mika are playing on the same town, but she made her player first, so she's, like, the mayor of the town. So what you do then is you decide, like, how, like, things are. Like, you can start, like, these public works projects, and, like, so you make a fountain, or you make, like, park benches and other fun things around your town, and you get to pass, like, ordinances, like, dictating, like, how long shops can stay open, and, like, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But inside of that, you're, like, you're decorating your own house, and you're, like, pouring money into making the outside of it look the way you want to. You can make shirts and go to other people's towns who also have the game, and like exchange things with them. There's a lot to it, and I'm probably making it sound dumber than it actually is. It's just it's a very big stop and like smell the flowers, have a good time game.
It sounds a little bit like political corruption.
Does it really?
Well, okay. How are you getting money? Is it being taken in from like what other people are doing, and then you just need to spend that on your own house?
A majority of the time... Oh, no, I know what you're saying. A majority of the time, the way that you're getting the money is actually, like, fishing and catching bugs.
Okay. Which is, you know, what mayors do.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they make their living.
You know, that's what...
You guys want some bugs? Oh, mayors.
Yeah. Actually, the only ones who are able to donate to the public works projects are not, like, the villagers themselves, but any of the players. So, like, if you as an American donate to them, or if you've got, like, two or three other people playing on the same file, you can donate to them, or if your friends visit from other towns, you can do that as well.
Okay.
And it's a game, a small game with, like, a lot of little details. Like, you have these small, like, funny, weird conversations with your villagers, and you can, like, help them decide how they arrange, like, their own houses, and maybe they need you to catch a specific bug for them, and you do that, and they give you different kinds of furniture and stuff for that.
It's a quirky Nintendo thing.
Pretty much, and it's Japanese as shit.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
I've never played any Animal Crossing games, but this looks like a lot of fun.
A lot of people are agreeing that it's like the best iteration of it so far. And
Damn.
I feel like I have a prediction that it's going to have a lot of longevity in terms of, like, other 3DS games.
Mm-hmm. Because, it seems, you know, like it would, yeah.
Yeah, because it works on, like, this, you know, like a real-time clock sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've told you about this before, like, the first Animal Crossing did the very same thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, really, there's only, like, so much you can do in a day. Like, it's a really good game to pick up for maybe, like, 15, 20 minutes and then put down and then play again tomorrow. Like, it is, it's perfect for that, because after a while, like, your villagers don't really have anything for you to do anymore. You get kind of tired catching bugs, and you've already checked out, like, what's new in the, like, the clothing shops and the, like, the home renovation shops and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you, like, 20 minutes is, like, the perfect amount of time to play it every day to do everything that you need to get done, finished. Unless you, like, I don't know, you want to, like, renovate different parts of your town or stuff like that, but...
And I'm sure, you know, for people who want to, I'm sure some people haven't put it down since it, like, came out.
No, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that's my poor description of why I enjoy New Leaf so much.
So it's like you can get in and then do what you absolutely have to do and then get out, or you can just pour over your town forever.
Yeah, pretty much, and, like, just pester the villagers more. And even if they don't have anything for you to do, they'll, like, tell the, like, weird, funny stories. Like, this one, like, dog named Benjamin, who's totally a bro. He's really cool. He's talking about, like, how he wishes the fountain in the town was, like, a fondue fountain or stuff. He's like, you can dip, like fruit and, like, breads and stuff in there. And it's just, it's very,
wow.
It's quirky. For sure.
It's good stuff.
The 3DS is pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
As a console.
What else? You got Ocarina of Time with it, right?
Yes.
Cool.
I have not touched that yet.
Okay.
I almost did today, though. I almost started it up, but I was going to bring it with to the post office in case there was, like, a long line. But then I'm like, wait, I want to hear this game as well.
Yeah.
So, never mind. I'll probably be playing that when I'm commuting soon.
I envy you for that. You can just take, like, public transportation to commute. I have to drive myself, so I have to focus on driving. What if I want to, like, read or something? That's a separate thing. That has nothing to do with games.
I mean, you could. I've got a
everybody
who
would die.
What was he doing? He was in Lockport, and I think he was reading a book, eating something while driving, and then called Mika to tell her about it.
Oh my god, to tell her that he was... Yeah, okay. That's a great idea.
He's not dead. He's doing all right right now.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I mean, not that I... Did I just wish death upon your friend on the podcast?
I hope not. He's a cool guy.
I mean, because he's going to go out and do that again now, you know. It's like when drunk drivers walk away from an accident.
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what this is like.
Whew. Anyways, let's move on to some news stuff.
Yes.
So the first thing I have is, have you seen this game at all?
Yes. We're looking at a comic right now, listeners.
How fucking clever of an idea. So this is...
Yeah, go ahead. It's great.
This has been gaining popularity, like, the last, like, to me, 2 weeks. And the general idea is that you play as this... It's called Clean of Duty Viscera Cleanup Detail. And that tells you exactly what this game is about. So it's parodying, like, first-person shooters or, like, general gore games where you actually play the janitor that cleans up, like, futuristic space stations post, like, gun battles.
Because, like, you're always going through these games. You just charge through, you bloody up the place, you don't give a second thought to it. But what about the guy who's got to come in, like, a week later after you, sees everything that's happened, and he's got to go, oh, shit.
I know, and...
That's you.
Yeah, and, like, it's... The idea of the game, like, doesn't sound that appealing. Like, and even watching it, like, I kind of see how it's kind of fun. It doesn't sound very fun, though.
No, I don't think I'd want to play it, but I appreciate it as an idea.
Right, yeah, I think it's actually going for a green light release, and it's going to be multiplayer as well.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a total of $5.
Wow.
So I might, I don't know, I might get that for $5. It seems just like really, like you have this mop, and you like mop up all the blood and stuff, but you also have to like pick up all the carnage, like the organs and the giblets from battle and stuff. and throw them in like this portable incinerator that you have.
What a great idea.
It's I'm so surprised that nothing like this has gotten nearly as much coverage as this has.
I know.
Anyways, yeah, that's just one small quick thing. I feel like that deserves attention.
Oh, definitely. That's really good. I wanted to talk about this other thing you have about Deus Ex The Fall, which is their new mobile game, and what happens when people pirate it.
Oh, yeah. This is a few weeks old, but it's still worth mentioning.
Well, actually, it's like not even if you pirate it. Like, you could buy it legit and still have this problem. If your mobile device is jailbroken, which you can do to iPhones and iPads because they're so locked down.
Right.
So if you do that and then you get Deus Ex, you load it onto your device, you can't shoot. Which is, yeah, you know, kind of a big part of Deus Ex games.
Mm-hmm. There was an interesting discussion going on because, like, technically when you jailbreak something, you're not doing something illegal,
no,
necessarily.
Totally. A lot of people jailbreak their iDevices.
Yeah, right. And just because something's jailbroken doesn't mean that you are, like, actively pirating things. So people who legitimately bought the game were cut off from a very crucial part of the game that you couldn't fire. And it was funny. There was a lot of discussions going on. It's like you can stealth through a majority of the parts. Mm-hmm. There are some really crucial bits that you can't get through, though.
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, I think there was I think that article had been updated. I guess the publisher later kind of undid that.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, realizing their fault.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, I can see their side of the coin where, like, checking to see if the device is jailbroken is really kind of the only way they could see if maybe you pirated the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. From the other side, there's really no excuse, because there are a lot of valid reasons to jailbreak your device.
Yeah, especially with iDevices, too. Kind of tough to work with sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but later Square Enix said that they pretty much apologized for the inconvenience that they might have caused, realizing their, the problem that they created.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, it's always nice when companies come back and be like, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that probably wasn't good. We probably shouldn't have done that, and yeah, sorry. Mr. Popularity over here.
Email. It's probably spam.
How much spam do you really get?
I got a lot today. I had like 9 in my spam folder
nine
today.
9 spams?
9 spams.
That's a lot.
There was a point where I just started getting a lot of spam in my Gmail. I don't know why. Don't know what it was from.
Maybe someone broke the code.
Yes. Maybe it's that hardcore porn I've been downloading.
Yes.
I'm not downloading hardcore porn.
Yeah, of course. Just the softcore stuff, obviously.
I hate you.
So, have you heard this bit about the Oculus Rift headset and sort of what the other like creators have said?
Yeah, I heard a bit about just the blurb that they said.
Yeah, I mean, and that's pretty much it, too. Like, the only thing worth mentioning is that the creators would like it if they could find a way to make the Oculus Rift free.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that would involve, like, pairing it with something specifically.
I know, I don't know how that would work, but...
Yeah.
How would you get that to people? Just have it on store shelves with a sign that says, take one?
Yeah, right. and they're pretty much making the claim that, like, they want the price point to be lower because then more people will have it, and that is good. So
that's a good state of mind to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that's extremely consumer-friendly, and it's nice to see that. That's not always the case with, you know, technology like this.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how they would do that, though. I would think it would be a deal with some other company where they would pair it with... Like, maybe some new laptop or something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Valve, if they're still going to pursue the Steam Box thing. I think that'd be a good idea.
Oh, that would be nuts.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then, you know, also that would open that up to developers who can't afford the development kit. Because, like, you know, there are people out there who just hack together stuff all the time. Like, look at Gary's Mod.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of nowhere. But maybe they don't have the kind of money for this kind of thing. So if it's free, that opens up, you know... the amount of things that could be developed for the thing, which is just a boon for them.
Right. What would be interesting if they made like a kind of if they made Gary's mod like a made Oculus Rift support with Gary's mod, because then you'd be able to like create these really interesting new experiences that were really, really immersive.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Because like, I don't have Gary's mod or play Gary's mod, but
no, right.
One of the things that I've seen people who like play it on YouTube that I've watched is like. Mm-hmm. Depth perception is really hard to judge because you're like placing things when you're building stuff, you're placing things in a 3D plane, which is hard to do on just the one screen. But if it's like 3D with depth, that could be a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen some incredible things come out of Gary's mods.
Oh, yeah. Like, totally.
There's some people who really work at that and know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, or if Oculus Rift, like, co-developed with Valve, like, their own kind of, like, sandbox, like, experience creator thing with Oculus Rift. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like you would just have, like, use Gary's mod for that, but, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it would just be interesting to, you know, come with a bunch of new game experiences, since...
Maybe they're just waiting so they can announce Oculus support for Half-Life 3?
How many weeks are you going to bring up Half-Life 3, Mike?
All of the week, Zach.
Have you even... Half-Life games?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Good. Because otherwise then it would be like me complaining about how there's no new Star Wars.
Which no one would complain about because no one wants new... Okay, let's... We're not going to go down that road right now.
All right. If you say so.
So, what is this pipeline we've all heard so much about?
That is, that's the question, actually.
Actually, really cool.
Yeah, I don't know how long, within the last week, Steam announced this thing called a pipeline, which I guess its whole thing is that it's this, service that they're creating for, like, high school students and young college students to start getting interested in, like, creating video games.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's everything from, like, you know, sound design and, the programming and development and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really all we know about, though. They have a very short video talking to, you know, actual, like, teenagers, I would presume.
Right, yeah.
Discussing Pipeline. So I guess it seems like it's just going to be a big, maybe a social network kind of thing, like maybe a very advanced kind of forum. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they went, like, above and beyond and create some really, really cool stuff that helped mm-hmm. like students from different like regions create this one game or something or this one project.
Yeah, that'd be neat. It seems like they want to create sort of a teaching service too.
Yeah.
Because I know Gabe Newell has at least mentioned it in a few of his talks or lectures that he's given, that there needs to be more of a focus on things that there needs to be more like avenues for people to be able to get into careers in game design.
Right.
And so like
right.
all you can really do in, you can't really do anything in high school in most places, and in college, I mean, we're starting to see more game development programs in colleges, but all you can really do is go for like a computer science degree.
Yeah. It kind of depends on where you go. Cause there are plenty of like places that, specifically like they, say, like, okay, you're mm-hmm. going to be a programmer or a game developer or something like that, because there are schools for that. But I think it's really crucial to get, like, younger individuals interested in it very early, because...
Oh, totally, yeah.
Like, the more you work on, the more, like, experience you have in actually doing shit in college. And, like, because mm-hmm. ideally you don't want college to be the first time that you've, like, started programming anything.
Right.
Like, that happens to plenty of people, but... You know, the earlier you start, the better.
No, yeah, high school is the perfect time to find out what you like and what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was brought up in, like, another podcast I listened to, but, like, a lot of things... the one thing that they talk about sometimes is that they have a lot of, like, younger listeners, they have a lot of older listeners, they have a mm-hmm. wide range, but sometimes, you know, they'll get these things from high school kids, and they brought up the point that you do not have, like, any more time... like then you like free time than you do like when you are in high school. Like,
oh, yeah.
There is so much time that you just blow and do not appreciate that you have.
Yeah, because once high school is done, that's it.
Yeah,
you have no time anymore.
Right, and I feel like it depends on like what you do for college and how difficult college is for you, but that's true. Mm-hmm. Like, the amount of time that you have to spend in a day only decreases from there.
Yeah.
And they were trying to make a point, like, you, like, pick up a hobby, like, fucking, like, do something and work at it, because you will never, ever in your life have as much free time as you do, like, during high school.
Oh, yeah. That's where I first, in my sophomore year of high school, is where I first started doing video editing and visual effects stuff.
Cool. I spent most of my time in the drama tech program.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote program. Which was valuable.
Yeah.
I think.
You think?
I mean, I look back on those years and I did a lot of things like constructively and mm-hmm. creatively. But at the same time, like, after I left the program, I'm like, I never want to do any of that again. Like, yeah. I don't like plays. I don't like theater.
Well, yeah, but then you knew.
Yeah,
you know, before
for
you
sure.
went into it in, like, college and mm-hmm. wasted time and money.
Right, which that's... Theater is one of those things that you need to love in order yeah. to be successful, because you're going to get paid fucking nothing for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But it was important in... that I worked very hard during it,
mm-hmm.
I feel.
So I guess high school was good for something.
I guess so.
It just wasn't the things that were in high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, I don't know why we're getting into this discussion, but I look back on where we went. I don't know if we should say that. It doesn't really matter, I guess. Going back to the high school that we went, they prepared us, like, pretty well. Like, they were really intensive. I find that a lot of the college stuff I'm doing now is, like, almost equal or sometimes easier to what they were preparing for us, like, mm-hmm. in high school.
Yeah, okay. I guess academically, that's true. But
oh, yeah.
One of the things I always say is, like, there's so many things that you should learn in high school that you don't, because, like, I still have barely any idea of how to do my taxes or, like, you know, how do you go about, like, buying a house.
Well, the way that you do taxes is that you...
oh, boy, here we go. Yeah, let's crank that out right here on the podcast.
I was just... Well, first and foremost,
you just
lie.
Don't do them.
Yeah, you just... You
just wait to get yelled at.
Your parents never told you about the tax fairy? You know, you leave your all of your audits and stuff, like, underneath your pillow and all your receipts and shit.
You mean she's real?
And then you wake up and there's this nice, like, portfolio done.
Golly. Then what's all that yelling about downstairs? During tax season.
Oh, God. That's just a byproduct.
Okay.
What I was originally going to say is that you pay someone to do it. That's what most people do. Like, a lot of people... Like, it's really fucking hard to do taxes. Like, that's a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You fuck up one little thing and pull more money out of your ass. How did we get here?
Pipeline and preparation for life.
Yeah. Anyways... I don't know why there would be any high schoolers in this, but if you're listening to this, you, like, take advantage of that time. Like, do
you
some shit.
You cherish your time.
Do
because
some shit, like...
soon it will be gone.
Do some shit, like, besides drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Wait until college for that.
Sure, yeah.
Don't do that during high school.
Totally.
Yeah.
Bad time.
Anyways, the next thing I had on here was something about Microsoft and damage control. I think it was just a general article about Microsoft saying...
Oh, my God,
saying,
yeah.
Microsoft finally, like, admitting it's like, yeah,
reversing
okay.
Reversing another one of their messages.
Maybe the marketing for the Xbox One wasn't...
No, yeah. Okay, so here's what their thing was like, in the same statement they put out was, A, maybe our marketing and our message was a little muddled and unclear, and B, we're going to reverse another thing that we said two times already.
What? What else are they reversing?
It was like, I don't even remember what it was. Does it matter at this point? They've gone back on so many things, like, doubled and tripled back. We're going to do this. No, we're not. But yeah, we are.
I would love to be working at that company right now. That has to be the fucking wild west of just ideas.
Right?
And, oh, God. Some people are probably having a ball right now.
Bubbles. Just cover the whole thing in bubbles. No, little plastic balls.
We're gonna bedazzle the motherfucker.
Yes. We'll call it the X-Bedazzle. Box.
It'll be beautiful.
One. Infinity. It'll cost $700. Take that, Sony.
But when you buy it, you get a coupon.
for a free frozen yogurt.
Yeah, you don't know what it does yet.
It just says coupon. This coupon good for one blank. Insert item here.
And everyone's going to get free passes to Peter Molyneux's new game.
Right. The secret of this game is you're already playing it. It's called life. Also, Peter Molyneux has been fired.
It's called The Coupon Does Nothing.
It's just a big flashing screen. You idiots.
Congratulations, you win!
Question Nothing. Mark. Question mark.
You win?
You win? Not so much.
Oh, one other, like, kind of a facepalm for a what are you doing as a company sort of thing. We all kind of know that within the last, like, few months, Nintendo's been trying to, like, crack down on people, like, streaming their stuff and people doing things with their properties that maybe they aren't in agreement with.
Because what they hate most of all is, more than, like, pirates or anything, is people showing how much they love and appreciate and enjoy playing their games.
Right, yeah. They just do not want free publicity or good publicity at all. They don't want more people finding out about their games, obviously.
Right, totally.
But just, you know, they don't want that.
No.
But in addition to this, in addition to people like them not wanting people to stream their games, recently EVO was a thing that happened, which I guess is just it's just a big pretty much game competition, like a very very big game competition that features all kinds of video games like League of Legends, like Street Fighter, stuff like Super Smash Brothers, Melee. I think they were
playing. Is that for charity?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is, in fact, for charity. I think.
And Melee was what they were playing.
So pretty much they were going to have a big Melee tournament, which, you know, cool. Don't want none of that Smash Ball shit up in there fucking things up.
That's right.
Anyways, but I think they raised, it was over $100,000 specifically for breast cancer for this to go on. And Nintendo got, like, a whiff of it and said, we don't really care if you do it, but don't stream it.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people like had a problem with. Like to the point where this was like a 2-hour story. Like EVO announced that they weren't streaming it, and then 2 hours passed, and then it was like no, sorry, like go ahead and stream it. Like
yeah.
And I mean,
oh, by the way, maybe that was a terrible decision.
At least they realized it very quickly.
I guess.
I think it was the whole, you know, raising money for breast cancer thing.
Yeah.
If I were to take a guess, a hint.
Jesus.
Might be that. But then a new story actually came out after that, too, saying that Nintendo originally didn't want them to play that, like, at all. Like, they wanted to try and shut down, like, the Smash Brothers competition going on at EVO. And that's taking it a step further rather than just don't stream this.
What the hell?
I know, because, like, that's, you know, that's, they are really heavily reliant on their Melee sales right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good classic you can pick up from them.
A lot of, you know, GameCubes still on the shelf. Mm-hmm. I just saw a bunch of them at Best Buy.
Right, yeah. Sound like hotcakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot more than the Wii U, anyway. So, it just doesn't make any sense, any of this. You don't want people to see your games? I don't get what the downside for Nintendo is for this.
Yeah, I was listening to another podcast that like started to kind of like creep into the other side of it, and it still like it didn't convince me or anything, but I kind of started to see what they were coming from. But then I mean like you can't really like, it's so hard to justify this. Especially if you're like an old game like that, like what is the harm?
Yeah, totally.
Well, they're not streaming like Pikmin 3 or something.
Do you remember what some of their arguments were?
No, I'm sorry. I completely forgot them. It was a lot more, it was kind of like, some industry talk stuff.
Okay.
And also, I mean, also this happened like a week ago too, so.
Yeah.
That is a long time to remember any one thing.
Yes, it is.
I think pretty much what the argument could be boiled down to is it's their IP. They can do what they want with it.
Mm-hmm. Including, you know, be massive dicks.
Yeah, kinda.
That's your prerogative, I guess.
Yeah. It was funny, though. There was a bunch of tweets afterwards. It's just like, all right, well, I guess we're just waiting for Sony to screw something up now.
Yeah, they're the last one who really hasn't dirtied
themselves. Right, right. Yeah.
We'll see.
We will see. So far, they've been doing all right, as we've, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just, in the midst of all this, they just want to stay so fucking quiet about everything.
Which is smart.
We're just going to be over here, not saying anything.
All right.
We'll let you know when our thing comes out.
It's not that we're better than the competition, we're just less worse.
Yes. Yes. It's just that our employees know how to shut the hell up and stay on message.
Yeah.
Because we actually have a message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not super surprised from Nintendo sometimes, because I don't know, they've got just like some wacky thinking over there. They really do, and this is something that we always mention too, that they are their own bubble that exists
totally
for and with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we don't see more of this. Like Nintendo,
I know.
I feel like this is the equivalent of like what Nintendo's doing right now is what they were doing like 5 to 10 years ago with the internet. Like 5 to 10 years ago, they did not care about like online multiplayer or connectivity or any of that shit.
Uh-huh.
And now what everyone's doing is like all of this streaming stuff through like Twitch and like with the share button. And they're just like, no.
It's like they still don't care about the internet.
Kind of. I mean, they don't care about it in a different way.
It's like the last 10 years didn't happen to Nintendo.
That's kind of always how it's been, too.
They have this, like, Steve Jobs-esque reality distortion field.
Uh-huh.
People will buy our things because Mario.
I mean, that's not...
It's worked for the most part.
Yeah, right,
so,
well...
Up until now.
Yeah, with the Wii U sales not being so hot. But I guess, I think there was something recent saying that they were actually doing really well in the West. Not that anyone should, like, ever worry about Nintendo. Again, their Scrooge McDuck bucks are plentiful.
I'm sure.
But people have been saying that, like, you know, they have to do something with the Wii U to help pick sales up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a story about them coming out with some new IP within the next year, which is fucking groundbreaking for Nintendo.
Something Miyamoto is working on, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's amazing.
I hope it's about snowmen.
Okay.
I don't know what... I just hope that Miyamoto really got into, like, making things out of snow.
He's like, okay, he's like the Molyneux that, like, his stuff works. He's like the anti-Molyneux.
Kind of.
Right? Kind of. He has these crazy out there ideas, but they're good.
No, I think, like, anti-Molyneux would be like, it's like, oh, I've got this game, it's kind of a dumb idea. It's not that good. I mean, I hope you like it, but, you know, it's kind of whatever. And then he makes Pikmin.
Yeah.
You know,
he still gets excited about his games and like proud of them, but
oh, he totally does, and that's
not,
awesome.
Not to Miyamoto levels, or oh my god, not to
Molyneux levels.
Molyneux level. They both M.
They both have weird last names.
It's a Tuesday.
It's as good of an excuse as any. But yeah, like you know, like Miyamoto is processed there, right? Like he makes games based off of his like hobbies, pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he was into gardening, and he made Pikmin. I think he, like, got a new cat or dog or something, and he made Nintendogs. Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, anybody could do that and just make a really shitty gardening game. But he goes out and makes like, frickin' Pikmin because his brain is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that's so funny, though. And the other one, do you remember E3? I think it was, like, 2 years ago when they were debuting the Wii U, and they had, like, all of those mini, like, small, like, experience games that they were debuting. They weren't, like, with the system, but they were just, like, showing off small things that it could do.
Do you remember
them showing, like, that measuring game?
Maybe.
It was, like, a bunch of different, like, be like, oh, like, draw, like, what you think is, like, 6 inches on the Wii U gamepad, and, like, whoever was, you'd switch it between players, and whoever was the closest one. He was really into measuring stuff for a while, so they made that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he made it into a kind of fun, small game. Super weird. That man is... He's good.
He is good.
He does good things.
He does.
I can only hope a neat new IP from him.
I was going to say, I hope that they freeze his head.
The Japanese Walt Disney.
Everybody dies, Zach. Everybody dies. He's getting up there. Aren't you worried?
He's also Japanese. He's going to live for forever. They're just healthier over there.
He's not actually a human. He's just this friendly spirit designing games for us.
He transcended when they made Wind Waker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people from upstairs said, all right, yeah, this is good. So you've been promoted. You've leveled up. You're just, mm-hmm. you can live for forever. You're like an elf now.
Right, okay. He went to some Shinto shrines,
mm-hmm.
and the gods descended, and they were like, dude, we played Wind Waker. That shit was awesome.
Yeah,
Come on up here.
He hands over a copy of Wind Waker. He's like, ah, ah. And they just like silently nod their head.
Yes.
Beam of light, immortal.
Miyamoto, the movie.
I feel like we should end there.
That's a good place. Good place.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Mike, you vlog on the internet.
I do.
I want to find it, but I don't know how to use computers. How do I... Where's your shit?
Well, gosh. you can find my stuff on youtube.com/vlogginegan. Because that's where most of my video stuff happens. Except if you want to watch my documentary about our friend Dave, who makes cool stuff with duct tape. That is over on the Eganworks channel at youtube.com/Eganworks. You can find our review of Adventure Time the Game, which I finally finished editing, and will be up probably by the time you're listening to this, over on our brand new YouTube channel at youtube.com/fpbsim. Go subscribe for things that I'm sure we will do.
Yeah, I want to come up with another way to do game reviews. I might, I might try and do it where...
I've been thinking about it a little bit. We can talk.
Yeah, right. And we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can follow me on Twitter also, at Eganworks is me.
You can follow me on Twitter at Zach Bruin. I make stupid vines, and Excellent stupid vines. And I also just got a 3DS and Animal Crossing New Leaf. And if you play that or if you want to be my friend, let me know. I will send you my friend code. I am trying to get a bunch of friends because that's a thing you can do now.
Friendship! Newly loaded with the 3DS. Never before had friendship existed. You can find our blog stuff all over the internet. Blog itself is firstpersonblogsim.wordpress.com. And on all of the social media, on Twitter at FPBSim, on Tumblr at fpbsim.tumblr.com, and on Facebook at facebook.com/fpbsim. I think we're on Google Plus now as a consequence of YouTube having to make you do that. So search for FPBSim.
And Google Plus. Use Google Plus.
Plus us up, yo.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Add us to your circles.
Plus us up.
I feel so stupid every time I talk about Google Plus because it's just not that great.
They got a gold star that said you tried on it.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Right. Which is a joke from Tumblr, which is not Google Plus.
It is not Google Plus.
Because Tumblr's great, and Google Plus isn't Tumblr.
If you want to let us know about ways that you made cool video games and then transcended human life itself, email us at fpbsim.gmail.com.
Please send us those emails, even if they're not true. I want to read those.
Yeah, please do that. Ask us questions while you're at it. We'll answer them.
Sure.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.